Thursday the 14th of January, Kof Ches Teves, the Rav Zina Rebbe Shlita, Rav Shlomo Yosef Englard. How can we use tefeles from a non-kosher fish?
Morning, Ruchim Obroim, welcome to everyone. It's a wonderful idea to get together each morning after davening, before even breaking and before work, to learn Torah. The topic we want to speak about today is about the Tehillah. Everyone recites Krishna 2 times a day. Konof Pesil Tehillahs, Voyal Lechem Letzitzis. We're not going to deal and discuss the problems about the Tehillahs and what about the Tehillahs today. What is the type of fish we use? This is not our topic for today. What we want to discuss is what is the source of the dye of the tchelis that is used for the blue thread of the tzitzis. Can you use anything? Of course, the answer is no. You have to use special blue dye that is derived of a snail which is called chilazon. And it's a special specimen which only this one could be used for the tchelis and the tzitzis. Now the question we want to discuss is as we know that in order to write tefillin, you should use the parchment of a behemoth tahora, which of course is you could eat. It's kosher meat, and you can eat it. Why is that? Because the Gemara says that ein kosrin, you shouldn't write a tefillin al or behemoth tmeya. Elo al or behemoth tahora bilvad. The only thing that could be used for a tefillin is only or behemoth tahora, the parchment of a behemoth, of a kosher behemoth. Why is that? Because it says in the pasuk, "Leman tia tahoros Hashem beficha." That says by tefillin, "Leman tia tahoros Hashem beficha." What is the word beficha mean to say? The word beficha means to say that it should be fit to place into your mouth. That means it should be kosher, because if it's not kosher, it's not beficha. That's why. What? No, that shouldn't be. You don't mind. All you need is the type of the animal used should be a kosher animal. But it doesn't matter if it's a shechita, or it doesn't even matter anything. It only matters that it should be a type of a kosher animal. You don't have to put it practically in your mouth. All you need is it should be proper and fit to put it in your mouth. Anyways, that says the pasuk by tefillin. Now the Mogen of Rome in Hilchos Tekiah Shofar, he has a chiddush, he has a new din. The Mogen of Rome accepts the idea, the opinion, that not only by tefillin, which the Torah says clearly, openly, that it should be kosher, but even by other mitzvahs as well, it should also be from a kosher thing. For instance, if you have to take a shofar, you have to blow shofar. So the shofar should be made of a horn of a kosher animal, and it shouldn't be from a horn of a non-kosher animal. Why is that? Because we find the same thing by tefillin. What's the connection between tefillin and a shofar? The Gemara says, "Hukshu kol haTorah leTefillin." The Torah includes all types of mitzvahs that should be made out of kosher things. Why? Because it says Leman Tia Torah Hashem Eficha. Torah Hashem. That means the entire Torah, all the mitzvahs of the Torah, should be included in that. That it should be made out of kosher things. And that's why a shofar as well. So now, if we're coming to this question, so everyone should raise the question: how come we could use this type of snail, this type of fish, which is called chilazon, for to dye the tchelis of the tzitzit? Since the snail or the chilazon, of course, is a non-kosher fish, it has fins, but it doesn't have scales. So how would it be possible to use the chilazon as a source for the ink that is to dye the tchelis of the tzitzis? This is the question raised. So, first of all, to begin with, we want to speak around, like discuss this problem of minamuta b'ficha. Of course, we mentioned the Mogen Avraham that takes this conception that every single mitzvah has to be made out of kosher things. So we have to think it over if it's really correct, because there's many questions asked on the Mogen Avraham. One of the questions raised by the Noida B'Yehuda, the Noida B'Yehuda raises a question: where is the Noida B'Yehuda? It's right in the beginning of the Noida B'Yehuda, the first tshuva in the Noida B'Yehuda. First tshuva in the Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda raises a question. The Gemara in Sukkah, Maseches Sukkah, says that if you want to take an animal to be used as a wall to the sukkah, then it's possible. Then it's possible. You have certain terms you have to meet. You have to tie it up that it shouldn't just stroll away, but or whatever. And of course, it has to be enough high. You need the height should be 10 tefachim and everything. But you could use such an animal. And then the Gemara mentions that if someone takes an elephant, and he places it instead of a wall, it should serve as a wall for the sukkah. I don't know why he needs an elephant, but that's what he does. Anyways, so the Gemara says that it's okay. All you have to do is you have to see to it that the animal should be high enough, and it shouldn't just all of a sudden it dropped down to the ground. You have to put something under its legs to keep him standing straight. And of course, you have to tie him up. He shouldn't just get away. But otherwise, everything is all right. Everything okay. So the question is asked: how could an elephant serve as a wall to the sukkah? It's just the same question we raised before. Since it's not minamuta b'ficha, you're not allowed to eat an elephant. Elephant is a non-kosher animal. So that's why the Noida B'Yehuda wants to take a position that actually not all the mitzvahs are compared to tefillin. Not all the mitzvahs are compared to tefillin. There's some mitzvahs that are compared, there's some mitzvahs that are not compared. Someone wants to answer the question of the Noida B'Yehuda. He wants to say like this, that there's a big difference between tefillin and sukkah. What's the difference? Tefillin, he says, it's the mitzvah itself. You're using the tefillin as a mitzvah. This is the mitzvah itself. You're using the tefillin as a mitzvah. But the walls of a sukkah is not the mitzvah itself, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. The main part of the sukkah is actually the schach, the roof of the sukkah. That's the main part of the sukkah. The walls is only in order that the schach should be considered a schach, as Rashi says right in the beginning, the first Rashi in the Masechah Sukkah, al shem haschach kruya sukkah, which means that if you don't have walls, so then you won't have schach. So What?
Well, there was sukkah, you have a golden wall.
That's right. Okay.
This is part of the mitzvah.
That's right. But the question is, what is it considered? Is it considered the mitzvah by itself, or it's just to, in order to get the schach, to carry the name of schach? Okay, it's a discussion, but other poskim don't accept this idea. Why? Because we see in the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah that the walls of the sukkah have to be three or four walls, and it's all derived from the pusik pasukas pasukas pasukos, which means, in other words, that the tfanis, the walls of the sukkah, do have a consideration as part of the mitzvah itself. It's not just to make the schach, to put it right, and to give it the name of the schach. So how come the Gemara says that you could use an animal as an elephant as a wolf to the sukkah? This is the question raised. So the Baal HaTcheles, when he deals with this whole question, and he spreads on all the aspects of this question, so he says that it's not a question at all. First of all, he says, let's consider the thing. We'll take a normal sukkah, right? A normal sukkah, which is not made of an animal. What is a normal sukkah made out of? It's made out of wooden pieces, right? Now, let's ask a question. Is it fit to put into your mouth? Is it food? Is it something that you could eat? It's something that you should eat? Wood is nothing. So what type of minamut of aficha is there in this whole type of thing? And of course, the Noi de Bihuda himself, he raises this question. He touches this point. He says that the Gemara says that if you take the tefillin and you cover it with the gold, then it's possible. If you take the tefillin and you cover it with gold, then it's possible. I'm not going into it. What does the Gemara mean? You cover it with gold. If the parshas are covered with gold, or you have a normal tefillin made out of animal parchment, and above the leather you put the gold. But let's take the opinion that you mean the tefillin itself. Anyways, it's possible. Why is it possible? So the Ran says that it's possible because it's not kosher. It's not minamut v'ficho. It's not minamut v'ficho, which means it's not the food that you can eat. So that's why it's possible. So over here, of course, the question is the same. How is it possible to say that thing like gold, it's a metal, it's not food, it's not anything to eat? Why should it be minamut v'ficho? I would say that minamut v'ficho is only a problem when it's food, but it's non-kosher food, as if you take a non-kosher animal. But if you take something like wood, metal, stone, rock, or whatever, this has nothing to do with minamut v'ficho.
Even the schach itself is not.
What?
Even the schach itself is not.
It's not, right? Yeah, yes, you're asking very well.
In the leather?
The schach itself.
The leather is also not edible.
Yeah, but the what do you ask? The
leather.
Oh, but the leather.
It's not edible.
Yeah, but the leather. I wouldn't place the question on the leather, because the leather, we already discussed earlier before, that it doesn't have to be that the piece for it by itself, the material by itself which you're using, should be edible. It only has to be that it comes from a specimen, from a type of thing that. Then it's edible.
The food comes
and
free.
What? Food, okay, free. So if we continue this way, so maybe this would answer your good question about the schach. But anyways, this is the question here. What type of minamut v'ficha? It doesn't have anything to do with a minamut v'ficha. So comes the Baal HaTchelus and he puts a gewaldige chiddush. He says that from the run over here you see that minamuta b'picha is not only when it's a thing that should come from food, which means to say that if the Torah needs you should use something for a mitzvah, it has to be from something that it's not only kosher, but it's edible as well. That's what says in minamuta b'picha, that it should be edible as well. We'll soon come to the point. We'll soon make it clear. But anyways, that's what you see from the Ran. So the question is asked, if so, so we come back to our question before, what about the sukkah, which you use the woods for the walls? It's not edible. So then the Baal HaTchelus comes, the Radzin Rebbe, and he says a gewaldige chiddush. Listen to this chiddush. He says like this: it depends if the Torah told us to use something from a type of a thing that is food. If the Torah, for instance, comes by tefillin, and he says, if the Torah says that you should make tefillin from animal leather, from parchment, so then the Torah told us to use for a mitzvah, this type of thing that is food. Even though the Torah doesn't say that it should be food, but that's what the Torah means to say it with, when it says Lamanti Torah Hashem Beficha, that it should be food. So then I say that if you want to use something that is not edible, even though it's not non-kosher, but still it has to be not only it shouldn't be non-kosher, but it should be edible as well. That means you need the quality for the thing to be kosher and edible as well. Why? Because he says that if the Torah wants it to be kosher, why would the Torah want it to be kosher? If the Torah demands you to use something that is food, so the Torah says that since food has kosher and there's non-kosher, so if you use food, so the quality, the mile of the thing should be that it should be kosher thing. That makes it good for the mitzvah. That makes it the top quality for the mitzvah. But sometimes the Torah tells you plainly to use something that is not food. The Torah doesn't tell you to use food for everything. Every single mitzvah has to be made out of food. Not at all. Take, for instance, a sukkah we're talking about, right? The Torah doesn't tell us to use food for a sukkah. The Torah tells us to use wood, stone, rock, whatever. There's no demand from the Torah to use food. It doesn't have to. So that's why he says, in this type of thing, there's no minamuta b'ficha. Minamuta b'ficha is only a thing when, anyway, something as food is mentioned. So then you say, listen, if you want really to have the top quality, you need the maila. In other words, he says like this. It's a little bit for philosophical. In order to get a maila of a thing, you need that there should be a possibility that there should be the chisaron of the thing. If you have a maila with a chisaron, which in other words mean to say, if there's a possibility for a chisaron, then if the chesaron is absent, then you got the mila, the real mila out. But if you don't, if it's a thing that it's not a mila, it's not a chesaron, it's nothing. It's pavah, it's wood, it's stone, it's rock, it's metal, it's whatever. This is nothing. It's not considered anything. So that's why he says that sukkah has nothing to do with minamut b'ficha. Why? Because in sukkah there's no demand, we find no demand from the Torah to use something that is food. All you have to do is to set up a building. Use aray, of course, but a building. And of course, a building is no demand to use anything like a type of food or whatever. But if the Torah says by tefillin that you should use minamuta b'ficha, that means to say that koisin oral b'hema tohayu, okay, so now we hear that of course a tefillin, in order to make tefillin, you have to write on parchment. Parchment is a thing that is made out of type of food that could be used as food. So there's a special quality that has to be met, that it should be not only food, but it should be kosher as well. Of course, as we mentioned before, it doesn't have to be kosher, it doesn't have to be edible by itself, but it has to be made out of a type of thing, that this type of thing comes from a kosher thing. For instance, we bind the Sefer Torah with hair, or with parts of the animal that is not edible altogether, hair or whatever. So nevela is just as like, since nevela is not non-kosher. The type is a kosher type, but it's just not made proper to eat. But otherwise, everything is okay with it. The type is a kosher type. As I saw this, by the way, I found lately a very interesting thing in the Noi de Bihuda. We already talked in the Noi de Bihuda's question. So it seems as if the Noi de Bihuda left this question unanswered. But lately they republished the Noi de Bihuda, and they added pieces to the Noi de Bihuda from Ksav Yad. By the way, this part of the Noi de Bihuda is written through his son, Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel Landau, he was the Memale Mokim as Rav in Prague after the Noi de Bihuda. So here he brings like this, that first of all he brings a Hagod Ksav Yad that answers that you can't compare Sukkah to Tefillin, because Tefillin has a demand to be made out of a thing that is food. That's why it has to be kosher food. And Sukkah doesn't have a demand to be made out of... So that's what he says. So anyways, he says, Rabbis Bishonim Achat Poses HaSeifer Nizgalili Lichalik Besor, that there's a big difference between the both topics, just as we said before. The Bishlom B'Shoifer, which we mentioned earlier from the Magen Avraham, and Ritzuah Sosaya Shel Tefillin, Shekol HaVayosom, Humidvorim Aruim Lachile. Why? Because Dehoi Yevshal Asa Shoifer V'Tefillin Ki Imi Behemah V'Chaya. In order to have a Shoifer, you need a horn. A horn is made out of an animal. An animal is an edible thing. Mashenke, so that's why the Torah is makpid sheyemen amut v'fichol. Mashenke mitfanes asukid, shenasim al piroiv me'eitzim v'avonim, wood and stone, shein einem ruim l'chile. In general, usually, materials are used that are non-edible. B'zeloi shaykh lehmed the kopit koshim amut v'fichol. It's exact the same answer that the Balat Chela says on the Kashim Noi D'Yudah. Noi D'Yudah added in Ksav Yad, on the side of the Gilian Hagoye B'Ksav Yad, and they printed it over recently. But he doesn't say who told him, who revealed him this answer. Rabbis Bishonim Achat Posel Sefer Nizgalili L'Chalik Posel. What type of loshen is this? Nizgalili? What, they had a Gililio? Who told him? This is eingefallen, a gedank to answer. But what does it mean, Nizgalili? Who told him? Well, the Baal Chelis wasn't there to tell him, because he was much later. He was two or three generations, 100 years later, after the Noi de Bihuda, after the son of the Noi de Bihuda. So here there's additions at the end. So he says, he brings from a sefer, I don't know what type of sefer is. Echtoiv dvar pele, a wonderful thing, something unusual, asher shamati mipei kodesh, that I heard, the Mechab of the Sefer says, Asher shamati mipei kodesh hagoyen mereinu Reb Shmuel Landau Neriyot. That was the son and the follower of the Noi de Bihuda. He was a Rav of Prague after Noi de Bihuda. He wrote this tshuva with the question on the elephant. Yomim Rabim Hukshaloi, he brings this question, that how come the Magen Avraham says that you should be using Davar minamut v'fich in all the mitzvahs? So how would you answer the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah? So, it's a gewaldige kasha on the Mogen Avraham. And the Mogen Avraham is one of the greatest poskim, top poskim. So, after a lot of years, Oviv Rabbeinu Yecheskel Zechet Tzadu Kotcher Vroche, Bechaloin Dibeboy, the Noiv Yehuda, came in dream, to his son, Reb Shmuel, the Memale Mekoymoy, B'ni, Al Titma Lachefetz, Obnish Tazak Kashet. Why? The Kol Elu, that means the Shoifer and Tfilin, as we mentioned before, Oysim Mebalachayim, Oysim Balachayim, since it's originally supposed to be made out of balachayim, and balachayim is the thing that's shaykh kosher and not kosher. Mashenkin says atfano is anasim gamidoyim mitzameach, that you make it out of materials that are non-edible. A noifel ben loshim and amutu beficho v'diver picha chomim chayim. And afterwards he says that shemati mepir for earlier in yud aleph helu tovkuf tzadik beis, 1832. Anyways, Lemocho Sipati Dov Pneizim Mflogitari, he told them the Gedank that he had in the dream. And afterwards a night later again he saw the night of Yehuda in the dream. Lila Isil Rabbeinu Moreno Bicheskel, which means his father in the Yehuda Bchaloim, Vigate Ladvorim Loya Nani Ksoy Vchadvorim Shamatim. Write it down. He put it in the Agor, in the Sefer, that was just published recently. Write it down, the boy can see the Heshkin. So this is a Gwaldi Gazach. So the Baal HaTcheles answered the thing on the Lady Yudah. And 200 years later, all of a sudden we come to know that the Lady Yudah himself came in a Cholim to his son to reveal him the Gwaldi Gazach. So as I saw this gewaltige idea, so I reminded myself of a story I heard from my late father, the Rebbe Zech Tzadik Levroche, and it's mentioned also in the Sefer Pre-Tzadik from the Greiser Tzadik HaKoyen from Lublin. He tells the story of the Choyze from Lublin. So the Rebbe from Lublin, the famous Choyze from Lublin, was an open Ruach HaKoydish. Once he was sitting Friday night, Shabbos, he was sitting to make Kiddush with the Oilem, and I don't know if here in Britain, it's in England, they use it, but in Poland, since they were very poor, they used to use, instead of wine, they used to use a liquid called maid. Maid is made out of honey. It's like a honey liquor, or honey whiskey. I don't know. Anyways, so the Choyze from Lublin said that it doesn't have a Ruach Tyre. He doesn't want to make Kiddush. He moved away the cup of mate, and he doesn't want to make Kiddush. So everyone was wondering, what's wrong with the mate? It's his kusha, it's his alis, alamilis, whatever you want. What's the problem with it? So he says, it doesn't have a riach taira. It doesn't have a spirit of taira. It's just a spirit of riach taira. What does he mean, doesn't have a riach taira? What's wrong? What kind of talking is this? So he said like this, that Kiddush you make on wine. Now, wine is a thing that it can become yayin esech. It has a possibility. So kenzan heilig and kenzan nicht heilig. It could be holy and it can be non-holy. If it's a wine and it's holy, you can make Kiddush, you can make Vachip, and can alles machen. But if Cholil Chas Goy touches it, then it becomes yayin esech and a lady. Now, this is only by wine. So that's why wine, since it has a possibility, kenzan azoy, so that's why it becomes tum, as the Gemara says in the Masechet Chagigah, Hashulchan Ator, that the Shulchan was in the Beis HaMikdash, that it was Mekabel tum. Why? Because if the Torah mentions that Shulchan HaTor is a Simin, is a Raya, that it could be non-Torah as well. So that's why you see that it could be non-Torah. So anyways, if you need the quality for the thing to be qualified as Torah, so it should be the possibility that it should be non-Torah. So that's what the Choyze will be said. That the mate doesn't have a Ruach Tyre. In order for it to be a Ruach Tyre, it has to have both possibilities. It should be Kodesh and Torah, and it should be non-Torah. But made, since it's not wine, it's not derived out of grapes. So that's why it can't be Yain Esav. And it can be Yain Esav, so it can't have the quality of being Torah. So that's why he said it's Hotish Kuruch Tyre, he moved it away, and he wanted to make Kiddush only on wine. Anyways, this is, of course, we didn't answer the kasha. How did they use the what's it called, the trailers out of the tzitzis? Maybe it's time to come. We'll speak about it. We hope that till then, Mashiach should come in and should pack it. All the one thing we have to share the trailers and tzitzis in Zeit gebenkt, bench mit Gulchen, mit Atzluchen, mit Zimchen, mit Nachessen.
Shkaya.